You're watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Harm. We're at Surface's second day of the show, and I'm in the biggest space at the show at Mohawk's big exhibit, and I'm with Jeff Meadows, who's the president of sales for Mohawk's residential business. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Well, tell you what, it's been a long 30 days here with all the shows, but it's been really fun and see a lot of customers, so it's been great.
Let's talk about that real quick. You have one more show. You've been all over the country, and actually sales have been good on that, right?
Yes, our show sales have been great. The attendance has been up about 20% versus last year, which is good. You know, the regional shows, our customers really like coming to them. They get a lot of personal attention. You know, here there's just so many people, and you got to make your ways around, but there they get a lot of personal attention with our product management group, our sales group, and so They've been quite good.
All right.
So we were at Edge together in the middle of December in Denver, and Jeb Lorberbaum spoke to the group, and you know, he said, we hopefully at the bottom, right?
Yep, we hope that's true. You know, we think this year is going to be a little better than last year, but not a whole lot better. Probably more in the second half. You want some of the things start happening in the economy and inflation gets down a little bit. We would look for the second half to be better, but flooring's still the tough environment.
It is. And we just learned recently that we're losing a little bit of share of wallet to other categories in the interiors business. And flooring needs to pick that up, right?
There's no question. You know, I wish I was an appliance guy, because when your refrigerator breaks, you got to replace it. You know, your flooring is totally postponable. So that's number one. And then number two, what's happening when people are buying flooring right now, there's a lot of demixing going on. They're trying to buy more inexpensive products, whether it's in the builder market or even retail replacement. The only real business that stayed really good over the last 2 years was the high-end business. That consumer is still spending on what they want to spend and getting what they want. So the care stand business, for example, has been very strong.
You say you wish you were in the appliance business, but we've got two executives leaving the appliance business.
I don't know what they were thinking.
All right, so we're standing here behind Caristan Black Label, which is one of your big pushes this year. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Yeah, so, you know, our Caristan brand's been great, and it's a high-end brand, but this has taken it to an ultra-high-end consumer. For example, I would say the Caristan business is kind of tapped out around $40 a yard in terms of retail. These products will go to $70, $80 a yard retail, which we haven't had, and that's probably a $300 to $350 million market that we really haven't participated in, so we're just going to try to get our fair share of that.
Another big message for Mohawk is what they call the resilient revolution, right?
Tell us about that. Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to innovate in resilient all the time. And so, you know, last year we had PureTech. We've updated PureTech, which that's taken off. It's probably been our fastest launch ever in terms of sales. This year we brought rPET, which is it's a PET. PET. So, you know, our customers know us from our polyester recycling, the bottles, and it's a very similar type situation with rPET. And not only that, but rPET doesn't take any acclimation, which, you know, an LVT, that's a big deal right now. And there's a lot of failures if you don't do it right. That product, you can install it at 35 degrees or as high as 115, and you're still good.
Actually, you were doing demos at the Edge meeting and putting them in the oven.
Yeah,
lays flat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were cooking that product.
Yeah.
All right. And the last thing, I mean, everybody knows that the laminate business is actually kind of picking back up a little bit. Okay, we had some failures with low-end SPC, and this RevWood product you have is also doing real well, and it's made in the United States, right?
There's no doubt. RevWood is a great story. Yep. We got on that journey about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's just really taken off. And like you said, in 2022, when all the raw materials around the world were going up, there was a lot more in Asia, fillers, everything put into SPC products, and there was a lot of failures. And people said, hey, I'm going to get out of this. What's my best alternative? And RevWood is that alternative. And we're building another line in Thomasville, so we'll have another 100 million feet coming on second half of next year. So we're firm believers in RevWood, and that's your solution for those.
You know, you and I went to a Christmas party over the holidays, and your lovely wife, Joanna, was there. And you were telling me, you know, kind of casually that the Mohawk had picked up some share last year, right?
We did. Yeah, we grew our hard surface business pretty substantially, and we actually took some unit share in carpet, which was nice. So overall for us, that was kind of our game plan going into 24, was to say, hey, let's try to take some share. It's going to be another tough environment. So let's just keep our foot on the gas and see what happens. And it all worked out. But we had a pretty good year in a difficult environment.
So the one category we haven't talked about, I guess, is just your day in, day out carpet business. What's going on there?
It's still very good. You know, unfortunately, carpet is still shrinking. You know, if you look at the CRI numbers and things, the units are still down again. We're hoping the carpet's bottomed out around 30% or so of the market. I can't imagine it keeps shrinking. Some cases, you see articles where carpet's making a comeback, you know.
Let me tell you what, in our February issue, we're talking specifically about that.
And I'll tell you what, our customers would love for carpet to make a comeback because they make more money in carpet than anything else that they do, and it fits into their expertise. So they would love for carpet to come back.
All right, well, thanks for spending time with us. We're here again in the Mohawk space, and I've been with Jeff Mehta's here, the president of sales for Mohawk's residential business, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.